You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mitzvah Tov Yud Tes. Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. Let's see how he defines the mitzvah. In Chinuch. Mitzvah's Aseh Lilmod Chochmas HaTorah. So it's very important to note that he starts off that the mitzvah is to learn the Torah itself. And then he adds Ulamda, and to teach it also. Kaloimah. Ketzad na'aseh ha-mitzvahs v'nishmor mima she'man'u hakel mimenu. And the reason to learn, he's saying the reason for this mitzvah is to know exactly all the details and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to refrain from. Uladas, and also to know gam kein Mishpate HaTaira Al Kivun HaEmes. I'm not sure exactly what Mishpate HaTaira Al Kivun HaEmes is. Does it mean just to know the ideas of the Torah correctly and properly? Or is it also an instruction that you should understand all the mitzvos in order to comply? Because he seems to start off by saying the mitzvah's Talmud Torah is in order to comply, that we should know what to refrain from. And then he says that the mitzvah's Talmud Torah is also gam kein mishpatei haTorah al kivun haEmes, which either can be taken as to know what positive and active commandments we have to do in the proper way, or it could just be that we should understand all the prescriptions of the Torah. The Al Kol Zenemar, and what is the marker for Mitzvah's Talmud Torah, which is an interesting question. We'll have to see what the marker is for Talmud Torah. The Chinuch says the marker is in Kriya Shema, V'shinan Tam Levanech. Which is interesting because V'shinan Tam Levanech also, we'll see this in the Rambam, it's not a mitzvah to teach, to learn yourself, but it's rather a mitzvah to go ahead and teach others. V'shinatam levanecha. V'amru zichronam levracha. What is v'shinatam levanecha? The Sifri in Ve'eschanan says, banecha. Elo talmidecha. V'shinatam levanecha is there's a general chiyuv to teach people. And when it says v'shinatam levanecha, it means lav dafka, not just literally your physical, biological children, but it means anyone who is willing to accept instruction, they have a halacha of your children. Elu talmidech. Shehatam, right? V'chinatam maitzi, shehatamidim kruyim banim, shenemar, and based on a pasuk in Malachim, we learn that Talmidim are Kruyim Banim, Vayetsu B'nei HaNevi'im. And B'nei HaNevi'im are not the literal children of the Nevi'im, but rather the disciples of the Nevi'im. V'sham Ne'emar V'shinantam. Sheyiyu Mesudarim B'toch Ficha. And the word v'shinantam means that you should be sharp. You should make sure that the words of the Torah are sharp in the mouths of your disciples. And the exact lashon is like the Chinuch brings down. K'adam shoyalecha davar al tehei megamkeh. Because when someone goes ahead and asks you a question, al tegam gemo. You should not go ahead and be a sort of big stutter. You should not go ahead and delay your answer. Your answer should be sharp and appropriate and quick. Ela tehe oimer lo mia. The nechala mitzvah zu, and this mitzvah is repeated. The nechala mitzvah zu, right? B'makaymas rabbi. So even though he says that the ikar makar, it seems, is v'shinatam levanecha, which is interesting, because v'shinatam levanecha is actually to teach. Even though the chinuch, when he brings the mitzvah, he doesn't start off that the mitzvah is to teach. He starts off that the mitzvah is to learn, and then he adds ula lamda. But here he seems to say that the primary source is the teacher. But now he says, in addition to the primary source to teach, there are other sources. For instance, Shenemar, the other source is Velimanatem Vaasisem. That is that you should learn and do the mitzvah. Laman Yelamdu. That seems to be a commandment to learn the mitzvahs, then in order to do them and teach them. So we see this marker is to learn them yourselves. And so too, Vilimanatem Osam Es Benecha, which again is a mitzvah to teach. So the Chinuch gives us Makairas to both teach and also to learn on your own. But it's interesting, he starts with the primary marker being the Shinantam Levenecha. Right, the Shinantam Levenecha. It's interesting that he doesn't bring the Dibar Tabam. He just brings the Shinantam Levenecha. She'edivrei Torah mechudadim b'fich. But the Iker mitzvah seems to be to teach. And then he says, this mitzvah is also repeated or is brought down in another form. And what's the other form? The other form is v'limatem v'asiseh. And you should learn. And you should do, and in order, right, laman yalamdu, in order you should teach. So we see there's a mitzvah to learn yourself to do and to teach. So the mitzvah is not just to learn to teach, it's also to learn to be able to comply to the mitzvahs and then to teach. The Rambam, in the very beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, by the way, starts Hilchos Talmud Torah in a very, very odd way, a very strange way. And I should have made a copy, but if anyone has Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, you can flip to it, and I will read it. And I found the Rambam's first introduction, Halacha Aleph Hilchos Talmud Torah, to be very, very strange. But before the Rambam begins in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam in his Kaiteres, in his introduction, tells you how many mitzvahs are included in Hilchos Talmud Torah. And he says there are two mitzvahs in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam says. He says, Yesh bichlolam shtei mitzvahs, aseh. The Rambam says there are two mitzvahs I say in Hilchos Talmud Torah. He says, Rishayna Lilmoy Torah. He says the first mitzvah is to learn Torah. He does not mention Ulalame. He just says Lilmoy Torah. The truth is, in my version of the Rambam, it just says Lamed Lamed Mem Dalet Torah. And I'm not sure of the Nakudos. I do not have Nakudos in the version in front of him. So the truth is, it could be Lalame Torah or Lomot Torah. I'm not sure. But the Rambam does not have Lomot Lalame. He just has Lamed Lamed Mem Dalet Torah. And what is the second mitzvah according to Rambam? Shnia Lechabed Melamdeha. To go ahead and to give cover to those people who learn the Torah. V'yodeha. And those who know it. So the Rambam starts off in a very, very strange fashion. As opposed to, let's say, Hilchos Tefillah and Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam starts off with who's Potter. Isn't it strange to start off the halachas of Talmud Torah with who's Potter? Nashim va'avadim peturim mi Talmud Torah. He starts off by saying, Nashim and Avadim are peturim. Very strange to me. Why does the Rambam start off Hilchos Talmud Torah with who's Potter? Aval katan, but a katan, aviv chayev lelamdai Torah. He doesn't say nashim va'avadim peturim, but anashim chayavim. The Rambam says nashim va'avadim peturim mitalmud Torah, and then says aval katan aviv. Chayev Lamdai Torah, Shenemar, and he does not bring the Pasuk of the Chinuch Veshinantam Levanech. He brings the Pasuk later in Kriya Shema, Velimadetem Osam Esbenechem Ledaber Bom. That's the Rambam. Ve'ena isha chayeves lamed es benai. Right? Why? Shekol ha'chayev lilmod chayev lila. That's the Rambam. Since a woman does not have a chiyuv to go ahead and learn herself, she has no chiyuv to teach. By the way, where is the chiyuv for a man to learn? It's interesting, the Rambam in Halacha Aleph never mentions anything about a chiyuv for a man to learn. Very interesting the way the Rambam starts off Hilchos Talmud Torah. And if I would ask you in the Chinuch, where is a chiyuv for a man to learn? You would say he doesn't tackle it immediately. Because again, the chinuch starts with Vishinantam Levanecha. And only after Vishinantam Levanecha does he say that this mitzvah is mentioned in other places. And those other places it says that you should learn Torah in order to be able to do the mitzvahs and to teach it. But anyway, the Chinuch deviates from the Rambam in terms of what the Ikar Makar is for Limud HaTorah. Is it based on the Pasuk Mishinantam Levanecha, which would emphasize that the main Makar is teaching, or is the main Makar according to the Rambam also the Limud HaTorah Osam Es Benecha? And somehow the Rambam takes it for a Dover Parshat that you know there's a mitzvah to learn. Because the Rambam says, Nashim and Avadim are Peturim Talmud Torah, as if he takes it as an assumption that there is a mitzvah Talmud Torah. And he says, however, a katan, the father is chayiv to teach him. Because v'limantem osam es b'nechem l'daber b'sabam. And then he says that a woman does not have to teach the children because a woman has no chiyuv to learn. If you don't have a chiyuv to learn, you don't have a chiyuv to teach. Based on a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed that makes a play on the word velimatem. Velimatem could either be read to learn or to teach. And therefore, the Gemara learns only if you have a chiyuv to learn do you have a chiyuv to teach. But it's interesting, the Rambam just seems to make an assumption that there is this chiyuv to learn without spelling it out. And even though the chinuch starts that way, with the assumption based on Vishinantam Levanecha, he does give us a clue that there is a mitzvah to learn yourself based on Dvarim Perikei Halacha Perikei Pasuk Aleph V'Limad Tem V'Asisa. So the Rambam, the Chinuch does at least clue us in into this idea that you have a chiyuv to learn on your own.
Now, from there, l'chayra, that would encompass everybody, men and women also. There's nothing that excludes women from there. It's not Zman Grumba.
The Gemara in Kedushin says they shouldn't be chayv in Talmud Torah, because the Gemara actually wants to know what is the marker for. How do you know women are paturas from mitzvah Zman Grumba?
Right.
The Gemara wants a marker. So the Gemara says that tefillin is always next to Talmud Torah and Kriya Shema. Meaning, it switches. It's not always next to Mezuzah, but it's always next to Limud HaTorah. For instance, it says, V'shinantam levenecha, right, V'divarat abom. So why is tefillin always next to Talmud Torah? To teach you that tefillin women are potter from, like they are potter from Talmud Torah.
Right.
The Gemara says, how do you know women are potter from Talmud Torah? So the Gemara says, you know women are potter from Talmud Torah from Limadatem Osam Es Beneichem. Beneichem v'lo b'noseichem. Then the Gemara has a limud that kol she'eino, right, be'lamed, whoever does not have a chiyuv to teach, also does not have, so whoever does not have a chiyuv to, whoever does not have a chiyuv to learn, whoever doesn't have a chiyuv to be taught, does not have a chiyuv to learn. So the Gemara Gufa learns the Patur from women from Limadatem Osam Es Beneichem. Beneichem V'lo B'noseichem.
Right. But the other two references are explicit, you know, mitzvos to learn. Ulimadatem and Laman Yilmadu.
By the way, how does the chinuch bring that pasuk in Dvarim He? He brings it a little different than you read it, doesn't he?
He does bring it a little bit differently. Yes, he does. It's ulamadatem osam ushmartem la'asosam. Now he says ushmartem va'asisam. There's a footnote at the bottom over here. Less of a mikra lush.
This well, really brings a little different.
Right.
But nevertheless, it's still a good marker that a person has a personal chiyuv to learn, correct?
Yes. L'chaira.
By the way, if you look at the Rambam himself in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel says Mishalo limdu aviv chayev lamed es atzmo kesheyaki. The Rambam says there's a chi of mishalo limdu aviv chayev lamed es atzmo kesheyaki. Why? What's the marker for the Rambam? Shenemar ul madtem osam ushmartem. So the Rambam brings that pasuk also. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel brings. But once again, it's interesting that both the Rambam and the Chinuch who bring this pasuk do not bring this as the leading or primary makor, but bring it as a secondary makor, as if to say that all Talmud Torah starts with the tradition of teaching your children. And if for some reason you're not taught, then it defaults to teaching yourself. And that's what the Rambam says before. Umi shalo limed aviv Torah, right? Mi sheyakir, he's chayav to teach himself because of this pasuk. And he brings this pasuk, umadetem, right? Ushmartem. The Rambam brings it himself. Okay, let's look at the Minchas Chinuch. When we learned the mitzvah, we saw pretty clearly that the Gemara in Chagiga Gimel Amud Aleph says, "Lama anoshim ba'im lomayd." Right? Lama anoshim ba'im. Right, and it gives a reason. Lama taf kedela mevi tegela havi schar lemeviyeh. So the Gemara in Chagiga Gimel Amud Aleph goes out of its way to say why a man comes lilmod, but it clearly says that a woman and a taf are not coming lilmod.
Is that? V'hanoshim l'shmoa, by the way. Just l'shmoa.
Right, hanoshim l'shmoa, correct. Right, and I mentioned him, there's a Masechet Seferim that says, why do women come? K'dei l'mevi schar, actually says women come to give them schar for bringing their children. Mm-hmm. So women, for sure, either according to the Gemara Masechet Seferim, women are not coming to learn. That seems clear according to Torah Shabbat Peh.
It says, because the pasuk says, Laman Yishma'u Ulaman Yilmadu.
The Shmir comes first, right?
Yes, Shmir comes first.
Ladies first.
Okay, let's
I think it's very sound reasoning, actually, because it's logical reasoning. It's two words, you don't need both. If it's going on men or and women, well, you need both. Well, you say Laman Yilmadu, that's all. So why does it have to say Laman Yishmu? And Laman Yishmu more likely goes on women because that's what Gemara says all the time because men are clear to learning, women are not. So it's not casuistry at all. It's very logical.
Now let's start Minchas Chinuch. So mitzvahs asay lilmod chachmas hatayra ulalamda, right? Kolaymar keitzad naaseh mitzvahs v'nishmor mimashe minaano hakel mimen uladas hatora ulalamda v'chule. Mavur zeh v'rambam behilchos Talmud Torah like I read to you, right? U'biyoredeya simin reish mem hei to reish mem vav v'ayen shom hadini debeno tzorech l'lami. So again, it seems, at least according to the Rambam, that the inner mitzvah is to teach your son. And not only that, The mitzvah to teach your son is also lil mod biska. So the question is, what's the chiddush? I'm just asking, what's the chiddush that you have to teach your son biska? L'chaira, every mitzvah saseh, the halacha is you have to spend up to a chumash. Is there any chiddush by l'lamed l'chaira?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Do you think you'd have to pay more than a chumash for to be melamed your son? I don't know. I don't think there's a marker for that. So I'm not sure if there's a chiddush. Tzorech lelamed bischar. V'das ha'achrayim. This is more of a chiddush. The gam leben beno tzorech liten schar.
Maybe the chiddush says that you teach him what you know. You don't have to go out and hire a teacher. You teach them what you know, whatever you know, you teach them. The chiddush is if you don't know enough, you have to go out and pay money for somebody else.
I think Tzvi is 100% correct, if you don't mind my haskama.
How do you define how much does he have to know? I guess we'll see. Okay, and not only that, but the achronim say an interesting idea. V'das ha'achronim. And this is very important for a grandparents' campaign. Degam leven benot tzorech liten schar lelamda, because the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed brings a pasuk where it says v'hodatam levanecha ulivnei vanecha.
Hodatam levanecha.
Vayem bekesef mishnah. Beperek Aleph. Right. Vechein Aviem Chayev Lelamdan Misofik. Ah. Lilmoid Baatsmo Ulam. Right. Venoshim.
No. I think you skipped something, Rav Chaim.
What did I skip? I'm sorry. Sorry.
The question of whether you're mechuyev to
your
grandson from your daughter.
Correct. But no, tzorech li ten schar lelamda. Vayem bekesef mishnah, right, sorry. The perek aleph and perek beis may shofar halacha beis. V'chein avihem chayev lelamdo.
No, you're you got to go back.
I'm sorry.
So go back to Das Achronim. Degam leben benot zorech litin schar lelamdo. V'ayin v'kesef mishna perak alaf alacha beishin mesupet b'ben bito. V'ayin sham hadinim v'ayin laharech. Ben bito as opposed to ben beno.
Right, so your daughter's son, you also have a chiyuv, because it says v'adatam levanech levnei vanech. Right, so it says gengsham hadinim. Right, the benod sarech lo'lamed biskar. Right, v'das. Right, sorry. V'das ha'achronim begam leven benod sarech liten schar. Lamda. That's a very interesting question.
Fascinating.
Shemasuga beben bita. I have an aleph here. Do you have a footnote aleph?
Yes. The Gilian Marshal, Yoredeya Simon Reish Mem Hey, maybe the Bereshis Rabba, Parshat Sadak Dalad Isa, Amr Abihuda Bar Eloi, Benos Bonim, Harehem Kibonim, Ubene banos einam kabanim. So let's get this straight. Your granddaughters from your son, banos banim, harehem kabanim. Ubenei banos, however, your grandsons from your daughter, einam kabanim. A member from Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi and Bereshis Rabbah, Parashat Tzadik Dalet.
So,
your granddaughter from your son is like your grandson, but your grandson from your daughter is not like your grand. Is not like your son.
You mean the granddaughter from your son is like your own
son? It's like your own son,
right?
Like your own progeny. Yes.
Interesting.
But your progeny, your descendants, your grandchildren from your daughter are not like your own progeny.
I'm trying to think of my nafkamina for that one. Here there's a nafkamina for Lima Torah. What would be the nafkamina for that one?
That's a good question.
I was wondering what the nafkamina is. The question is if the nafkamina is mitzad the who? If the nafkamina is mitzad, maybe the child. In terms of kibud avim.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. Right, we have the mission of chiyuve haben al ha'av. We don't have a mission about chiyuve habas al ha'av, or do we?
No. Let's see what it is. Pidyon haben doesn't exist. Meal, of course, doesn't exist. But there is a chiyuv, the Gemara says, to marry off your daughter. Right? The Gemara on Chof Testament Beis says there's a chiyuv to marry off your daughter.
There's a chiyuv to marry your son off, lahasio isha.
Right.
Lahasio isha.
But they learn it. They learn it from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. And the Gemara says there's a chiyuv also to marry off your daughter. And if that Gemara is also brought in Ksubas, I think Nun Aleph. And the Gemara says, how do you ensure that you can marry off your daughter? The Gemara in Ksuba says, by giving her a nedunya.
Uh-huh.
So maybe the question is, does a grandfather have to go ahead and make sure his granddaughter has a nedunya?
And maybe teaching swimming also. Maybe that would apply to a daughter.
Interesting. Okay, I guess we're speculating on that one. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Ke'ach after right the ein kaifin es avihem lamda bischar dahave sofek mam the ein kan makon.
All right. So let me just. Go back for 1 second here. The beginning of that paragraph talked about tumtum and androgynous, which we skipped over here. The beginning of that paragraph is tumtum and androgynous.
Let me go back there. I'm sorry. Where?
So the paragraph before is v'chayiv lilmod ba'atzmo ulalamed. We skipped that paragraph. V'chayiv lilmod ba'atzmo ulalamed. The Nashim Vavadim Einim Chayavim Lo Lilmud Velo Lilamid Kimavor B'Shas Kedushin Chav Tesla Mabez Maram Perak Aleph Alacha Aleph.
Well, let me see. The first paragraph was, let's see.
It ended off with the question of the Ben Bito. That, and then the next paragraph is V'chayav Lilmud Ba'atzmo Ulalamid.
The first paragraph I have here is Chiyuv Limud Habanim, right?
Yes. Next one is Nashim V'Avadim.
So that's what we should do now, right?
Yes.
Very good. Sorry. Nashim V'Avadim. V'Chayiv Lilmud Bi'atzma, which we discussed what the Mokar is. Ulamed, and to teach. V'Nashim V'Avadim, correct?
Yes.
Chayavin lo lilmaid velo lilamid. They have no chiyav at all. Kimavua, right? Bashas Kedushin Chavtes Amid Beis. Uberambam Perek Aleph Halachal. Like we recited, that's exactly in a very strange way how the Rambam begins Hilchos Talmud Torah. He begins Hilchos Talmud Torah saying, Unashim V'avadim Peturim. Those are his first words in Hilchos Talmud Torah, which is a very strange way to start off the halach. Right, so there's a patur. They're paturim totally from this mitzvah. Then there is the very famous question of the Brisker Rav, right? And the Emek Bracha quotes the Brisker Rav. If women have a total patur from Limud HaTorah, why does the Shulchan Aruch bring down that women are mechuyavos in Birchas HaTorah? If there's a total patur that women have, the Gemara says, why would they be chayv in Birchas HaTorah?
It's if they do learn. If they're not mechuyav to learn, but if they learn, they have to do.
But
the Mechaber Pan.
Every morning a woman has to say Birchas HaTorah. It's not,
every morning.
It's not as if a woman decides when she's learning Chumash at like, I don't know, 2 p.m. in the afternoon. She's going to make a bracha. Part of her Seder HaTfilah, the Shulchan Aruch says, is always to say Birchas HaTorah.
And additionally, doesn't the Mechaber Paskin that women who optionally do mitzvah Sasei Shazman Brahma do not make a Birchas HaMitzvah?
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah,
that
as
would.
As opposed to the Rama, yes.
Right. So that would not work according, you know, from Rav Tzvi, to your point. Because if they optionally do mitzvahs, they don't make a birchas mitzvah, according to the Mechaber.
Yeah.
And Avram, you feel comfortable applying and saying the patur of mitzvah Sasei Shazman Brahma? If you don't make a bracha on that, similarly, you would not make a bracha on any patur, even though the source is different. Based on, let us say, v'limaratem osam es b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem.
Is it birchas a mitzvah or birchas shvach?
Oh, so that's the question. That is the discussion in the Brisker Rav. So first, the Magen Avraham brings a smag. Very interesting smag. The smag says women must make Birchas HaTorah because the smag sheet is that any mitzvahs that women are mechuyavos in, they have a chiyav liman HaTorah to know how to do the mitzvahs. Right, part of the mitzvahs Talmud Torah, as we read in the Chinuch, is functionality. I have to be able to learn Torah in order to know what not to do and what to do.
But that's not the mitzvah limit Torah. It's not the mitzvah. It's just practical. You have to know, so you have to know. I mean, there's certain things you have to know, but that's not a mitzvah to learn. The mitzvah is to know.
So you're telling me, even though a woman has a chiyuv to learn Torah in order to know what to do and what not to do, that is not enough to be mechayev her in...
I would argue that that's just a practical thing. You have to know something. You have to know it.
But maybe that's the whole mitzvah's Talmud Torah in general. To learn for the sake of knowing what to do.
No, but you don't need a mitzvah for that. If you have to do mitzvahs, then you have to know what the mitzvahs are. It's ignorance of the law. It's no excuse.
That's interesting. What was the chinuch's lashon that we saw?
Mitzvah saseh lilmoid chachmas datayir ulalam deklamer ketzad naseh hamitzvahs v'nishmar mimashe mananu hakel mimenu. I mean, it's mashma that it's really learning for the sake of performing.
And not only that, the pasuk he brings that you read, Avrami, in Dvarim Hey, what was that pasuk again?
To me,
that sounds like Limud HaTorah for the sake of Shmiras HaMitzvah, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What about learning halacha? Is that not practical?
Anyway, I'm just telling you that the Magen Avraham brings the smog. Okay, and Yesh Falpel, I guess. But the Magen Avraham does bring the smog that the reason women make Birchas HaTorah is since they have a chiyuv to learn about the mitzvos they are mechuyavos in, that is mechayev them in Limud HaTorah for shmira of their mitzvos. And that is enough, the smog says, to be mechayev them in Birchas HaTorah. The Briska Rav doesn't like this. And the Briska Rav needs a fancy language. And his fancy language is, and I think that at the end of the day, Tzvi is correct. But both the Briska Rav and the Emek Broch, according to the Briska Rav, use a very interesting term. They say Birchas HaTorah is not on mitzvahs Talmud Torah, but they use the Lashon, the Briska Rav and Hillel's Talmud Torah, that the mitzvahs Birchas HaTorah is on the Chafzer Shel Torah. Now, decoding that, I think, means basically what Tzvi is saying. That mitzvahs Birchas HaTorah happens to be is a form of shvach. It's a Birchas HaShevach. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. And I remember Rav Nata Greenblatt, Zichrono Levracha, pointed out many times that where does the Rambam bring Birchas HaTorah? If I would ask you, where did the Rambam bring Birchas HaTorah? What would you say?
Hilchos Tefillah. Hilchos Tefillah.
Interesting. You would, most people would first guess maybe Hilchos Talmud Torah. No. Then they maybe guess Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Tefillah.
Oh, he does.
Okay. Yes. So he wanted to say that is a gilui that Birchas HaTorah is a chelek of the Shira of the Torah. He had a whole discussion about it. But that means that Birchas HaTorah is not a classical Birchas HaMitzvah. It is a form of extended praise of the Torah. So it's not a classical Birchas HaMitzvah. So that, in essence, is what the Briska Rav is saying. It's a bracha on the Chafzer Shel Torah. And I think decoding that, what's the right way? Decoding that mystical language means that Birchas HaTorah is basically not a Birchas HaMitzvah, but it's giving Shevach on the on the reality or the presence of the Torah, which women are mechuyavos on also.
Well, the book itself, the terminology of the bracha itself, sort of supports that whole idea, because what is it? I said, bracha b'nei mikol menos on the Torah. Well, we don't say l'olam the mitzvah, l'olam the Torah.
No. The first bracha is asher kedushanu mitzvaysa mitzivanu las like the divrei Torah. That's clear Birchas HaMitzvah. That's the first one. Yeah. But last week, B'divrei Torah.
By the way, I thought that's very excellent, but I thought this might be totally, if anyone has a brachas and you look at your Aleph Amid Beis, there are two gersois in the first bracha, our girsa and the way we say the bracha is Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvos of Vetzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. And if my memory serves me correctly, there is a letter there by la'asok b'divrei Torah, which I think gives you the girsas ha'rif, which says that the girsa of the riff is not la'asok b'divrei Torah, but rather asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos of vetzivanu al divrei Torah. This idea of the nature of birchas ha'Torah might be taller in this girsa. If you're going to say asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos of vetzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah, it's hard not to think that's a birchas ha-mitzvah, correct?
Yeah,
but if you're going to say asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos of vetzivanu al divrei Torah, then there might be some wiggle room to say, even though you said asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos of vetzivanu, it somehow might have the nusach of asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos of vetzivanu, but at the end, it's emphasizing al divrei Torah, which is general birchas hashvach on divrei Torah. So anyway, I just wanted to point out this idea that even though women are peturais from the mitzvahs Talmud Torah, nevertheless, there is this chiyuv in the Shulchan Aruch that they have a chiyuv to make birchas ha'Torah, and there's two approaches. One approach is the smag brought by the Magen Avraham, that since they have a chiyuv to learn the mitzvahs that are applicable to them, they do have an underlying chiyuv, and birchas ha'Torah is a birchas ha'mitzvah because they have to learn the mitzvahs that are applicable to them on a daily basis.
But that's why the term lasa p'divrei Torah is so appropriate. It's appropriate for women too, because they're being oisik p'divrei Torah. It's not as a separate mitzvah limud, it's being oisik p'divrei Torah for its ultimate purpose to be able to do mitzvah.
According to the Chab, is it a chiyuv for women to say brachas Torah, or is that just a hand? It says, the lotion is not a mevachos brachas Torah, I think. Not chayavos of brachas Torah. So it's not like Mechab is saying they can't make the bracha, as opposed to other brachas that they can't make.
Oh, so why would that be so? So even if that's the case, why, according to the Mechab, who in general says women are cannot make a bracha right, the father from the mitzvah, why would they be able to?
Because it's Shema.
Oh, okay.
So, that, like you could say, yeah.
So it requires an answer. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I think we're up to the paragraph for Tumtum.
Yes.
Yes.
So let's see. V'tumtum v'androgynous b'vaday chayavim misofe b'chol mitzvahs asay shahanoshim peturas. Dehem chayavim misafik. Kimavuar bekama makaimais berambam.
Eric Bayes, Melcha Shofar.
Berambam.
Perik Bayes, Mishofar, Halacha Bayes.
Perik Bayes, Mishofar, Halacha Bayes. Vechein. Aviem Chayev Lelamdai Misafik. So let me ask you a question. I'm just thinking. Maybe he's going to entertain us. Ach Efshur De'ein Kaifin. But I guess if the father says, I'm an Amaretz, and I want to send him to public school, L'chayra, you can't force him to pay tuition. The ain kaifin, right? S avihem L'lamdan bischar dahave sofek mamak. So it's very interesting. You have a suffix mamon with a suffix iser together. Would you be kai for him on this? On the one hand, there's a suffix iser of chi of limarat Torah. On the other hand, there's a chi of mamon to go ahead and make an expenditure. The father says, you know what? Prove to me that I have a chiyuv, that my child is a zacher with a chiyuv. Until you can prove that to me, I'm going to say, Hamotzi mechaveru olav harai.
Who's the mighty? There's no mighty over here.
Yes.
Bezdin. Bezdin comes to be kaifa him on the mitzvahs. Bezdin comes to be kaifa on the mitzvahs. Earlier,
they're not being mighty, it's Isa. I don't see that. Even if they're kaifim to buy a loaf and asher,
yes,
you're gonna say it's mighty mom.
Yes, the Gemara
also same thing.
Yes, the Gemara in Subas Pevav says that kaifin al mitzvahs. You can force him to pay for a sukkah. You can force him to pay for a lulav and esrog.
It's a suffix daraisa. If it says it's a chumra daraisa, then you could.
Same thing vis-a-vis the father here.
Yeah.
So really make,
if it's suffix daraisa, is daraisa, that's my cloak. It's a suffix daraisa, the chumra is a daraisa drabanan.
So you really can't be kind for many things because almost everything costs money.
Yeah, but if it's a clear cut chiyuv, you can't. Meaning it's only when the chiyuv that they're being called for him on is being called for him midin suffik. But if you're called for him midin vada, meaning the regular guy.
It's always suffik because he's not McClaven.
No, this is my grandma.
Is always suffering. We're talking about a tumtum, right?
Only a regular person who we are sure he's chayev in the mitzvah, that is a person we can go ahead and be kaif. Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Interesting, yeah. Okay, v'chetzio eved v'chetzio ben kairin.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.